Hello, everybody. We've had some very strange weather lately, but I've been quite lucky in managing to get out when it's been a good day. We had a lovely outing on Sunday, May the 7th, when Maureen took me and we visited Chart's Edge Garden in Kent, a very large house whose grounds are only open to the public a few Sundays in the year. After all the rain followed by days of sunshine, spring was wonderful. We left my flat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on this was Sunday, and we took the leafy lanes and quieter roads out of Sussex, moving east so that we zigzagged through the various edges of both Kent and Surrey, passing Godstone and Oxted, winding through Westerham and turning southeast onto a minor road until we found posters announcing Chart's Edge, where we drove into a large car park which was positioned around an oblong horse riding area. I was told this was used for dressage, as Adolph of the house is a trainer in this kind of horsemanship. Maureen had visited the place some years ago and found that despite many alterations, the grounds were still as attractive. The wooded gardens were delightful, winding paths, masses of colour, small cultivated beds, and a high lookout spot with a superb view. This must be a part of the North Downs, and a chaffinch greeted us as we explored. Suddenly, a shower of rain stopped us in our tracks, but we stood under an enormous beech tree, keeping dry and admiring the sloping banks, which were peppered with tiny dog violets in their hundreds. Then we moved on past a shrubbery where pink and white and pale rosy azaleas competed with a variety of camellias and immense soaring rhododendrons. Yet, looking down, we savoured the fragrance of masses of bluebells, clothing the woodland floor as far as the eye could see. The paths were fairly wide and twirled round in different directions, past the blue beauty of a pyracanthus shrub, to a choisya, you know, the Mexican orange blossom, which is such a great white show-off. Although the magnolias were nearly over, there were many peris, their glossy red leaves washed by the recent rains, contrasting with the dark pine trees behind. I found a seat while Maureen explored the more tricky paths, and she came back to tell me about an underground chamber which had many legends of weird and hairy happenings. Here and there were patches of more formal gardens with whispering crimson-leafed aces shielding blue corydalis and lilac and purple aubrietia. But round the next corner was another wild carpet of greenery, among which were white wood anemones and deep blue of the speedwell in a mixed confusion. Above us, a robin asked for attention, and a yellow-beaked blackbird, revived after its siesta, was darting from branch to branch in a tall oak tree, delighting us with its glorious music. We took roughly a circular tour, admiring the elegant house as we passed it, making our way to the stable block at the side, where, in a broad yard, teas were being served. We peeked into several of the stalls, but no horses. However, there was one occupant, a sleepy pig, and we saw that a very large member of the same species was sunning itself on a railed-off patch of grass just opposite. Some horses were in a spacious paddock out of the way of visitors, I expect. We went into the sales area near the greenhouses. I was longing to just buy one plant to remind me of this lovely day, so I spent a whole 50p on aquilegia, you know, columbine. It's a tiny plant, but I settled into a bare patch in one of my long troughs. I wonder what colour it will be.